Faith and Heritage, a Christian Nationalist Anthology. Foreword. Faith and Heritage. If you're white in the 2020s, you're told that those two concepts are irreconcilable. We're told over and over that in order to be a good Christian, we must allow our nations to be overrun with foreigners who want little more than to destroy white civilization and loot the corpse, returning to their squalor once their grisly work is done. We're told that if you don't fling open the doors to your nations, pour out the contents of your wallet, and sacrifice your children on the altar of multiculturalism, then you're surely inviting God's wrath. Nothing could be further from the truth. God doesn't care about your politics. That idea, ill-formed at the time, led to the creation of the Godcast. At the time of writing, myself and my co-host, Super Lutheran, comprise the only active ministry that seeks to bring the gospel to white nationalists. When the publishers of this impressive volume asked me to write the foreword, I was profoundly grateful for both the opportunity and to have an easily accessible resource for harmonizing seemingly contradictory ideas as ethno-nationalism and Christ's work on the cross. I must confess, my expectations weren't high when I was told that the book would be a collection of essays by several authors. I went in expecting a series of short blog posts, authors giving their observations on the state of the Christian church, lamenting the sorry state of mainline denominations, and giving their thoughts on what might be done to turn things around. Instead, I was treated to an intellectual tour de force. Long-form essays and series of essays powerfully argue that the concept of an ethno-nation is well established in Holy Scripture and is embraced by God. The anthology starts with a series of essays by Davis Carleton with a rather on-the-nose piece called A Biblical Defense of Ethno-Nationalism. If you've picked up this book right before getting a call from your doctor informing you that you've only got an hour left to live, then this is the essay for you. Several of his essays attack the cancer plaguing Western churches, Christian Zionism, or uncritical support among Christians for both Jews and the nation of Israel. Carleton addresses the most common myths that pastors and other corrupted churchmen use to push support for a country and people that hate our guts and immolates them. We're then treated to another hefty series by Neil Desperandum, where he lays out that the moral, cultural, and logical cornerstone of white nationalism is Christianity. The case is made in no uncertain terms, and I have trouble thinking of anything approaching a valid counterargument. He spends much of his writing connecting myriad misconceptions regarding sin, always a helpful endeavor for Christians. Several essays deal with ethno-nationalism in historical context and how it relates to our faith, demonstrating that much of the world has gone mad with multiculturalism, and those of us who recognize the obvious have been right all along. Ehud Wood takes to task the multicult's fascination with casting every historical figure as a black African, lambasting the notion that salvation comes from blackness. Though my favorite essay by far is Our Familial and Racial Existence in Heaven by Neil Desperandum. In it, he lays out the critical role our ethnic heritage plays in God's plan of salvation. It is something so important to our existence as human beings that our genetic heritage will be preserved even in the new heaven and new earth to come. I can't say I agree with every jot and tittle written in this book. For example, I personally find Neil Desperandum's case for postmillennialism unconvincing, and I think Ehud Wood gets a few points wrong in his commentary on the Ten Commandments. These differences, however, amount to polite disagreements between brothers in Christ. As someone who leads the sole active ministry tending to the spiritual hunger within the dissident right, I can give this volume my ringing endorsement. Our beliefs are built upon the bedrock of logic and history, and I am pleased to find that I've been standing on the shoulders of these giants all along. I don't know about you, dear reader, but I'm not ready to roll over and die just yet. Unlike the Amalekites, I haven't received a single message from God about our people's impending destruction. The cause of white nationalism is righteous, at least when the people championing the cause choose to be. Miles Poland.